Hey class, let's quiet down. Hi everybody, welcome to this week's Bad Crystal Art class, where we talk to special guests and give you some life advice and get an insight to what these people do. In today's homeroom class, our guest is Jeffrey James. Let's welcome him in. Let's start off with a little history today. Can you tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do?
My name is Jeffrey James. I'm an artist and songwriter based out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome. Now, if you weren't doing what you do, what do you think you would be doing?
Oh, man. I've been asked that before, and it's funny because, like, I have, like, no other skill set whatsoever at this point. Like, I even went to college for music, so it's, like, kind of the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
But I also don't really want to teach, so, like, let's say travel blogger because I love traveling so much. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, you never know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, kind of being in the industry, what would you say has been the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to someone else about this. I think it's twofold. One is that, like, patience is everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even the stuff you think you want and you want immediately don't always end up being the thing that gets you further in your career, if that makes sense.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and it's usually, I think it's for a life thing anyways, you know, the stuff you want mm-hmm. isn't usually the stuff that you need to, like, move forward and be happy and be successful. But then the other part is, like, you need, I think in this industry, you really got to take control of your own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Work as hard as you to be successful as a musician or artist.
Definitely.
And that was took me a long time to realize that.
Yeah. Where do you hope to see yourself in 5, maybe 10 years from now?
Ooh, 5 or 10 years. Doing what I'm doing, but I hopefully with a touring a lot more, like, internet.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling fan.
I haven't had a chance to really go overseas and perform. I've gone overseas a little bit to write and record, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I just want to share my music with the world.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think, I mean, small artists, any kind of artists, you know, they just want to get their name out there.
Yeah.
That's super important.
If you can do it while experiencing, like, other cultures and people, that's the dream, man. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you could go back and give your 15-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, man. Stop caring what other people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one thing, man. I think that's you.
Definitely.
Man, I would have made so many, like, just cooler choices, and I wasn't worried about what people thought about music I enjoyed or music I didn't enjoy, all mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I even struggle with that, and I'm sure a lot of others, like, you hear somebody tell you something and it just sits in the back of your mind and it's, like, there.
I still have it too. It's still there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the past couple of years though. I got to a point where I was like, yeah, but I know what I like, and, like,
mm-hmm.
that person shouldn't affect my life because they actually don't care about me. So
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. They're not somebody that you want to keep in your life.
Absolutely. If they're affecting you like that, then, like, they're not a friend, and they probably weren't a friend to start with. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, kind of going into, you know, mental health and all that a little bit with COVID and everything, did you struggle with any of that, like being in isolation and wanting to get out but can't?
Yeah, I think I was lucky in that I have a wonderful partner, and she and I, like, really, like love each, like, being around each other. So in that mm-hmm. sense, we found a good balance of both working from home and you know, taking care of each other as much as we could. And then I was also able to work a bunch from my home studio and work via satellite. That's how I made this EP. Was all with friends and publisher friends and producers in London and LA and even in Nashville and mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason, I was fine being a homebody. So I was as lucky as me. So yeah. I kind of counted my blessings there, you know, mm-hmm. Find them where you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, me and I'm sure, again, a lot of other people dealt with that whole isolation thing. And I'm sure being an artist, trying to connect with fans and all that was kind of weird, not being able to do it in person.
That was absolutely weird. That was the hardest part for sure. I should have been not really last year, and I was on Songland mid last year and mm-hmm. on NBC, and like, so yeah, should have been out traveling a bunch, and I couldn't, and so mm-hmm. there's definitely those feelings of like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah,
and then you quickly realize, well, it's happening to everybody, so like, chill out.
Yeah, yeah,
but, yeah. It's you know, IG Live. Was a great way to keep in touch with everybody, mm-hmm. but it's not the same. So that part of my soul was never like fulfilled last year. And that was something to kind of keep in check and just what, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, I think the best thing that helped me was that like, this is happening to everybody. So let's keep, I don't know. You just keep being honest and hopefully you have friends that you can talk to that are like, are going to understand where your mental space is and you can kind of console each other, you know?
No, yeah, like my friend, she started this like rewind kind of mental health chat, which I love it, like just to be able to talk about that. And
that's wonderful, man. So back to that, like not caring what people think, that's like having friends who like just want to listen is the best thing you can ever find in the world.
Yeah, like you need that person or people to have around you to be able to talk about that with.
Totally. I've found that like I feel like I have less close friends than I ever have before.
Yeah.
But because of that I have like stronger close friends.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
People's true colors really show.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not stretching trying to be everybody's best friend, then like you can really get a closeness and a bond with those who are around you and close. And there's nothing better than that, in my opinion.
Exactly. No, yeah, I completely agree with that. Now, again, being in the industry, is there anything that you wish you knew, like, before coming into it?
Yeah, I think... sorry.
No, you're good.
I think just that, like, man, I don't know. I think you can never underestimate how like that you got to keep practicing. Like, there's always going to be someone. It's always going to be someone better than you. And honestly, there is always this. There's, you know, 7 billion people in the world, whatever it is, and there's always someone better than you. And I think you can't rest on whatever talent you have if you want to keep becoming a better performer and being the best like artist you can and bringing your best art. You just have to keep writing and keep practicing. And I look back, you know, when I was like taking guitar lessons or piano lessons, whatever, I was like, man, I wish I would have like just practiced a little bit longer. I would have been like that much more, you know, like better at my instrument and that kind of thing. It's a really small thing.
Now, again, being an artist, what's been like the biggest struggle that you've either witnessed or had to go through?
I think it's just, you know, stumbling forward, you know, you know, you make a lot of mistakes just because as an artist, you are your own company and you have to be the one making all the big decisions. And a lot of them aren't going to pan out just because that's the way it works. So it's just realizing that like, this is kind of the process and how you move forward. And there's almost no other way of doing it. And it brings a bunch of, you know, high highs and low lows. And then so it's like figuring out how to manage that so you're not always on this like roller coaster of emotions.
Go ahead.
No, I'll say that's been the biggest learning curve for me, for sure.
Yeah. Now, living in Nashville, how has that influenced your career? I know a lot of other artists also live there, and they all kind of say, like, yeah.
What do they say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Nashville's great. I went to college in Nashville, and I ended up discovering, my own craft from all the writers rounds that I would do. And you're just constantly around talented musicians, like I was saying mm-hmm. before. Just like you walk into a room and there might be a random band playing, and it's like the best band you've ever heard. And you're like, oh man, mm-hmm. I gotta go practice. And yeah. So it has that like that motivator of like, all these people are great. If I want to keep up with them, I gotta keep doing my stuff. And that's been the best thing from Nashville. And then it's mm-hmm. also you're so close to like so many so close to so many other cities, so it's easy to tour out of Nashville, and it's just a great hub for music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a very music driven place, which I love.
It really is. It's one of these cliches. I don't know if you've like heard the cliche that if you go to LA, every mm-hmm. every bartender or waitress is like trying to be waiter or waitress, trying to be an actor, trying to be something. And Nashville is very much that, where like everyone in the service industry you're going to meet is a songwriter or an artist or mm-hmm. doing this or doing that. And so it's just a small city just packed full of artists and musicians and songwriters. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now let's get into the EP.
Yeah.
How excited are you to have that out now? Soon.
I'm very
tomorrow.
Excited, man. It's it's tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. I'm flying. I made this EP
last year.
During the pandemic, honestly. I reached out, like I said, to a bunch of my producer and songwriter friends in Nashville, but also in other cities. I'm like, hey, we can't get in person ever for a long time. So mm-hmm. let's figure out how to write the best way we could. So we wrote, I was writing with, I cut all my vocals in my house in Nashville, but then I was
sort of friends and producers
in like London and Liverpool and Los Angeles. And mm-hmm. we're all writing over Zoom. And then what's amazing is so much technology that helps you collaborate online, even if it was a weird process, but a really cool process, and that never would have happened had last year not happened. So I have this EP that is very like unique to me, just because it's not the way it's not a direction I would have gone had I not been forced to stay in my home.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what can people expect with it?
It's actually a pretty I want to say happy record. I don't know if happy is the right word, but it's pretty like hopeful. It's a hopeful record,
mm-hmm.
Which it was a little bit different for me.
Sad boy pop.
But I think I wanted to focus on the good things I had,
mm-hmm.
And so there's some hopeful music. There's a lot of kind of thinking about the past and how your past affects you, whether you want it to or not. Right. And so,
yeah.
There's a lot of that, and it's just like contemplative and happy.
Yeah. Now, if there was like a specific genre that you could try that you haven't before, what genre would that be?
Ooh, I'd love to do just like a jazz crooner album one day.
Ooh.
Just like really stripped, three-piece jazz mm-hmm. and just all my favorite jazz songs. I love that stuff.
Yeah. What was your personal favorite song to create off the EP?
I think it's Making It Up, which is the second song on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote it. It's based on a picture that my mom had sent me of my dad and I, and I'm holding this like plastic guitar, and I'm like,
oh.
In the picture, I found out he is the same age that I am currently.
Oh.
And it just kind of like blew my mind. We all come to that point in our lives where we realize our parents like they're not heroes. They are, even if they're good people, like, they're still like just figuring out life, you know, and they were probably stumbling and had emotions. But when you're a kid, you don't think about that. You're just like, oh, these people have it all together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely don't think about that.
Yeah. Like, they're humans too. They probably like had bad breakups and bad friendships and what, all that stuff. And
exactly. Yeah.
Obviously bad days. And so the song's just kind of about that. Just realizing that we're all just like making it up as we're moving forward. That song's really close to my heart.
Yeah. Well, can't wait to listen to it now.
Well, great. With, at midnight tonight, you can hear it.
Yes. Yes. Do you have a piece of advice for somebody who might want to break into the industry as an artist, songwriter, but doesn't really know how to start or where to start?
Yeah. There's never one. You know, you could interview 10 different artists and we'd all give you a different answer of how we started in the music industry. I think if you're a songwriter, you just got to write songs, write and write and write and write. There's this saying in Nashville that, like, you know, until you've written 200 songs, you're not writing your best music. And everything after that, you finally learn how to write songs. And so I think it's the same thing with anything.
Yeah.
If you're a performer, just find a coffee house, find a stage and start performing. And if you keep doing that and keep just finding new places, you're going to end up meeting other like-minded musicians and songwriters. And you just start from that. You just start building up, you know, your collaborating. It's always slower than you want it to be. But if you want to be an artist or a songwriter, you just got to keep doing it.
Now, with your career and everything, I'm sure you've accomplished a lot so far, but what do you want to say that you have accomplished, like, in the future?
What am I most looking forward to accomplishing in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think touring internationally would be really, really exciting. Because I love touring and I love performing, and I just would love to do it on a global scale, if you will.
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite moment with your career?
I don't know if I've had one favorite moment. The recent one being on Songland was really cool. I got to sting twice in my episode, and I was really proud of my performances. And then I got to work with Ryan Tedder on the song that I was pitching.
Oh, nice.
And that was cool because he's written big hits for everybody, and his One Republic is awesome. And so it was kind of a quick masterclass on really good songwriting. And I just ingested as much of that as I could in the short time that I was there.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Who's your dream collaboration?
Actually, like, working with Janelle Monáe would be a blast, I think. Crazy talented. I love the music she writes. I love her brand and what she exudes in the world. And so I think that'd be a cool, really cool, unique collaboration.
Yeah. So what does your day-to-day look like? I'm sure it changes every day.
Right now I'm in a hotel in New York because I was there was a concert put on last night of a bunch of songs that I co-wrote for a musical that's in development. Which was really fun and like a different side of the world that I usually do, but to that point it changes a lot. But usually it's a mix of my own songs, the new songs that are coming out, so I can actually make sure I can sing them as well as my old songs. And then I usually have a co-write that'll start like at 11, and so we'll write from like 11 to 3, maybe 11 to 5. And then answering emails and starting over the next day.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to even like non-artists and they're like, yeah, my job changes like every single day. You never know what to expect.
Yeah, man, especially everyone's jobs are changing since we're all working remote these days still. So I think everyone's just like all on their toes, man.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Now, what else do you have in store, whether it's for the end of the year, coming soon?
So obviously the EP is releasing, and then there is at least one DJ collaboration releasing later in the month. And maybe, you know, tease at some like other sprinkles of music before the end of the year as well. There's some projects we're working on, So we'll see. I don't want to say for sure, but I think there'll be all the Jeffrey James you can want until you're tired of them, you know?
Exactly. Hey, <Yeah. laughs> giving it all you got.
Absolutely.
So if you didn't live in Nashville, where is somewhere that you'd want to live?
London is, I would love to live in London at one point.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I got to spend two months there. Making an EP and writing and recording, and I fell in love with the city. I just love the atmosphere. I love the people there, so I would love to live in London.
Yeah, that seems like such a cool environment, like place just to like be around and be in.
It is. It's you know, it helps that they speak English, so long term, it's great. Yeah. I don't speak another language. People in other countries are always very sweet when they find out you don't speak their language, and usually they speak English and you feel like an idiot. But it's England's culture is very close to ours, and the music culture is also close. But they just for whatever reason it feels like they are looking at it's another country, so they're looking at songwriting and music just in a slightly different way that makes you then kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your own music differently, which is very inspiring.
Now, if you could go on tour with somebody, who would you want to go on tour with?
I think I would love, like, just kind of love to watch him every night, like to go on tour with like John Bellion.
Ooh.
He has such a fun band and his energy is so crazy. I would love to like feed off of that and try to bring that on my own show, you know?
Yeah, no, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything else that you want to plug on here? Where to stream your new EP? Any of that?
I found the year I lost, and it's going to be on all streaming platforms, as of Friday, October 15th. So if you're hearing this, I'm sure that's when, you know, it'll already be out. So go stream it, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, you know, YouTube.
Yes. Listen to him and do that.
Absolutely.
Now, to end the class off for the day, you can either share the worst piece of advice that you've ever gotten or give a bad piece of advice.
Bad piece of advice. You know what? You don't need to shower every day. I think if you wait like, a couple weeks to shower, that's probably best. And you're saving water. So like,
yeah.
So just, I want to start that trend.
I think that's a great trend. My bad piece of advice, respect your parents. They pass school just without Google.
Yeah. Hey, that's true. I hope nobody has, if you have bad parents, maybe don't listen to that.
But yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Jeffrey. If you guys don't already, follow him on social media at Jeffrey James Official to see what's up with him and his music, and again, stream his EP. See you guys next time on Bad Crystal Art Class.